And welcome to the Fat Gypsy Show, people. I'm very, very appreciative of you coming on again and listening to the shit. Let me start by saying this podcast is sponsored by Herbalife. Herbalife hasn't sent me products in way too long, so let me just say, fuck Herbalife. I know you're my sponsor, but you gotta get on top of your fucking shit. You're a multi-million, billion-dollar fucking company. I need my shit, or I will talk shit about you cunts. Alright? So, Herbalife. Sponsorship. Fuck it. Today, I have a beautiful model on the podcast. I'm very excited to have him on. His name is Adrian Krzyzewski. How do I say that again?
Hey, everybody. My name is Adrian Krzyzewski.
So I have to fucking be able to speak Polish in order to say your fucking name.
Yeah, in case I'm Polish, if you want to.
He is Polish, and I'm going to try one more time. Krzyzewski. What the fuck?
That's weird.
We have to read through this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who is that? Hello?
Salve, sono padre Davide, non ci più per la benedizione delle case.
No, parlo italiano.
Auguri, grazie. Buon Natale.
Grazie.
Ciao.
Ciao. Auguri. Great holidays. Well, people, I just got a card with baby Jesus and daddy Jesus on it. That is very unprofessional, but let's keep it going. So, I'm in the middle of the fucking podcast. This cunt, rings on the doorbell. And gives me this, Adrian. What the fuck is this?
I have no idea.
Is that Jesus?
This is Jesus.
Is that Mother Mary?
Yeah. No.
Who's that?
Yeah, this is Mother Mary, but who is the younger one?
Did Jesus and Mother Mary fuck?
Yeah, it looks like.
No, but did they in the story?
No.
Mother Mary's a virgin, right?
She's a virgin and she's a mother of Jesus.
See, we're recording this on video right now, and I'm showing the fucking video what's going on. Fucking thing is. I'm so sorry about that interruption. That never fucking happens. I was gonna cancel the podcast and say let's start again, but I like to keep things organic, and that's proof, I guess. So Adrian, welcome to the Fat Gypsy Show, brother.
Thank you, Mikey.
How are you?
I'm very good. Happy to do this podcast with you.
I'm very happy that you're doing it, too. I know that you weren't happy to do it.
Not really, but yeah, I have to try, so let's make it.
Tell me why you weren't happy to do a podcast. What is your deal? How come you don't like it?
I mean, I don't like to talk about myself.
You're a model.
I'm a model, and I'm shy.
I know, but models love to talk about themselves.
Not
usually.
Me. Not me.
How come?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I like to listen to people talking, but I don't know. I don't like to talk about myself. And my English is very bad.
Your English is better than my French, my friend.
I mean, okay, your French is very good.
Thank you. But your English, I feel like your English might be better than my French, because my French is Quebecois, and that's so funny. That's almost French.
Yeah.
We take English and French and mix them together to make this thing called franglais.
Franglais.
Oh, franglais. Je parle franglais ou Quebecois.
That's stupid, and it sounds very funny.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it is. When you go to...
I hate when you speak French.
Everybody hates when I fucking speak French. Everybody that speaks proper French hates when I speak French. So, Adrian, what are you doing in Milan right now?
Modeling.
Mm. How do you like it? By the way, people, I need to tell you that this is the first of the rest of the podcast life for now that I'm going to be sober as fuck. This is the first time you guys are hearing me sober. I need to make that a point.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't want it. Fucking congratulations. I'd rather be high as a motherfucker right now, but it's better for us and the business and all that shit if my ass stays sober. So from now on, it's on recording that I'm sober now. So I'm sober now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sober.
So, Adrian, you're in Milan modeling.
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd be in Milan modeling?
Never, ever.
Where were you born?
I was born in Poland.
Where in Poland?
In Lodz. So it's like a middle of the pond.
Middle of the pond. And yep. So you grew up in Poland or?
I grew up in Poland.
Yeah. What were your parents do?
My mother was like, I don't know how to say that in English. She was like selling things like by the...
Like at a market?
Yeah, like a market, but...
What kind of stuff was she selling?
Oh my God. It was like kind of Herbalife, but not really. But not really. It was, it was like a biologic, like drinks to make...
Biologic is like organic.
Like, yeah, something like that.
Making like organic carrot juice and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so she...
And
she
selling them like, at the market?
Yeah, sure. No, it was like for a society... For a enterprise.
Okay. For her enterprise or she works for someone?
No, she worked for someone.
Did you grow up helping her with that kind of stuff or no?
No. I was like, I was a swimmer when I was young.
A swimmer?
Yes.
Who's your favorite swimmer?
Michael Phelps, of course.
Oh, of course. You know, he smokes weed, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not only does he smoke weed, but he got all his sponsorships taken away. Because he was at a party smoking from a bong right before or right after he won like 18,000 gold medals in one Olympics. I think he won 7, right?
Yeah.
7 gold? That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. Incredible.
And how long were you a swimmer for?
To be honest, eight years old. Yeah, like
until when?
Till when I left Poland to go to Belgium.
So that's why you're so muscular, is because of the fucking swimming.
That's why I'm large, yes.
He's a beast, people. He's a fucking beast, as you'll see in the promo shot. I love the picture we took, by the way.
Yeah, I love it too.
Fucking amazing. Okay, so you grew up in Poland. Would you say it was boring?
It was on the countryside. So at my parents...
Do you like the countryside?
Yeah, of course.
You do?
Yeah. My grandfather have a farm.
A farm?
Yeah, so it's like a huge, and I mean, all my friends come to my house to play, and it was like, yeah, good memories.
Good memories? Yeah. Do you miss Poland?
Yeah, I have all my friends there, so, and all my family.
You have friends here too, what the fuck?
Yeah, but my like...
But your close friends?
Yeah, like my old friends.
And how do they feel about you being a model, do you know? Do you talk to them about it?
Yeah, I mean, they support me a lot, so...
That's yeah. Are they jealous?
I hope no, but
you know most friends aren't models are gonna be jealous because you're gonna get all the girls, you're gonna get all the attention, all that shit.
I have some friends who are jealous, but
of course you do.
Yeah, but it's okay.
The reason why me and Richard get along so well is I don't give any fucks about pussy. I mean, I like to have sex with it, but like I'm not jealous at the amount of pussy that guy gets compared to me. You know, and the quality.
And quality.
His quality of pussy is way sky high. Mine is down here, baby. So when did you get the fuck out of Poland? At what age?
I was 11. Yeah.
And you went to?
To Belgium.
With your whole family?
With my mother and my little brother.
So you have, how many siblings do you have? How many brothers or sisters?
One little brother. He's 20 right now.
And you are?
I'm 23, actually.
23?
Yes. Okay.
So, you get out of Poland at 11 and you go to Belgium with your mom. What does she do there? What are you guys doing there at 11 years old? You're in school, I imagine?
So, my mother puts a school, like a normal one, not a Polish one. So we have to learn French very, very quick.
So you didn't speak any French when you got to Belgium?
Nothing.
Wow.
It was very hard.
Was it?
Yep.
Did you fail in school at all or no? Fail? No, because I was put from English school to French school in third grade, probably around 10 years old.
Okay.
And they held me back 1 year because I didn't understand a fucking thing that was
going on. I done my exams and at the end of the year, and it was good. It was good, so I just go through.
Cool. So, from 11, what age did you start modeling?
I was coached by Chris Schmitz, a photographer, in a gym. I think I was 18. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I was at 18. I had my driving lessons. So
yeah. You've been building to this moment for a really long time.
For a long time.
How does it feel now that you're here?
In the shadow. Like,
feels good, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Well, you just did a fucking.
I was like.
Dolce & Gabbana show that I wasn't even allowed in.
He did it.
They wouldn't even let me stand at the door, fool.
Yeah, can you imagine?
So. Yeah, man, I think it's great what you do. I think you're really talented at what you do. And I think if you put in the effort, you can make it to the top, man.
I like to. I do my best.
You don't have any problems with drugs. You're loyal to your people. You know, if you keep a positive attitude and you train hard and you lose some of that fucking beefy muscle you got, you're going to work a lot. But you grow up thinking like you got to be built and muscular for swimming.
Yeah, that was the target.
And then you get out of swimming and now you have to get skinny from, well, not skinny, but more skinny than you are right now.
Yeah, I did like, I don't know, 3 years of street workouts or gym or kickboxing, boxing and MMA, like everything, just to be like a beast. And right now I have to lose.
You gotta lose it all.
All these muscles and and I can't train anymore. So that's the bad thing, but I think that's a good way to progress with modeling.
Well, your body looks better than when I first met you right now. So it is going to a good.
It's going to the good way.
To a good way, which is important.
Yeah, of course.
If not,
my agent gonna kill me.
I need you to stop fucking with this because people will hear this.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, we have to just be careful not to fuck with the audio, but we're good. So, what do you love? What kind of shit do you love? Passion.
My passion.
La passion.
My passion. I love cars.
What do you love about cars?
I love to drive them. Like fast.
Do you like mechanics and shit, or do you just like to look at them?
Yes, yeah. I have in Poland. I have like 8. I collect. I make a collection of Fiat 126. I have 8 of them and 2 done. They're very cool, and one on the way. So
Fiat, I like mechanic. Man, I know it's hard and shit, but I've driven a Fiat. It was a Panda.
No, it's not the same. I mean, they are 20 years old.
So they're like classic cars.
They are classic cars with big wheels and.
How come you got none of them out here?
They are low.
How come we don't have any of them out here? That would look good out here for us.
Can you imagine?
Why don't you drive one back after the holidays?
Oh, Jesus Christ, they're in Poland.
Yeah, go to Poland. And drive back.
Oh my god, they are so far.
How far is Poland from here? If it's 13 hours and we just talked about Juanless coming here and driving.
No, it's more than this. I think it's double, maybe 20 or something like that.
That's far.
Yeah, that's really far.
So
from Belgium here is like 8 and from Belgium to Poland is 12, so you can imagine.
So you love cars?
Yes.
Okay, so in your future, if you make a lot of money,
I'd like to buy.
What's your fucking dream car?
My dream car is a Cobra.
A Cobra? Shelby?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a badass car. I've seen one where the pipes came on the side and there's fucking fire streaming out of it. Woo! That is some sexy shit. Amazing. So you love cars and that's your passion. What else do you love?
Sport.
What's your favorite sport besides swimming? We all know you love swimming.
Kickboxing.
Do you have a favorite kickboxer?
Not really.
No?
I'm not really watching kickboxing. But I more watch MMA or stuff like that. But I practice kickboxing. I do two fights.
You've fought twice?
Yeah.
Amateur or professional?
Amateur.
Nice. Did you win?
win two of them.
No.
Yes. So 2-0.
Respect, homie.
2-0.
Fuck, you beat my record. I have pro fights. I don't have amateur, but I'm 2 wins, 2 losses professionally.
Okay, and, so it's still good.
I'm 50-50, but my last fight was against a fucking champion from Beijing. Like, I don't fight regular dudes. I fight the meanest, baddest dudes. Because I like getting my ass kicked. There's something about it. It's,
why?
Because when I'm done getting my ass kicked by a fucking tough motherfucker, and I get back up, I'm like, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Badass.
The motherfucker didn't have that much on him. Yo, I've been beat up a lot in my life, bro. I've been beat up a lot. Not even in the ring. I'm talking about, like, by people that didn't like me.
They fight with you.
Yeah, and I lost. I'm talking about more when I was young. Mm-hmm. When I was very young, I fought a lot and lost a lot. And then my stepfather taught me how to fight. And then I stopped fighting because I kept winning and people didn't want to fight me anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So you love fighting. Awesome, man. Now, what are your plans for being in Milan? Besides modeling, is there anything you want to do out here while you're here?
Let me think about it. I think no, we are here to work. I'd like to make the team grow up and maybe buy an apartment here so we can be based in Milan. That will be cool. But yeah.
That would be cool, but then that would mean that we're stuck in Milan. You know, we want to travel and stuff like that. We do want our own spot, but...
Yeah, so when it
was... Do you like to travel?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
So this is the perfect job for you then? Because this is what you're going to do. You're going to travel and people are going to take pictures of you.
That's it? Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me how it felt being on the Dolce & Gabbana runway. Like, when you came out for your first... How many times did you go out?
Two times.
So yeah. The first time, were you nervous when you were going out your first time?
It was incredible. I can't even describe the feeling. It was like...
Try.
I don't know. I was like, you can't smile on a catwalk.
No.
And
was it hard not to smile?
And I had to control myself to not...
Especially you, because you look like the fucking Joker when you smile, man.
And I had to control my banana to be like very serious.
And you did a good job, man. You were published in Vogue.
Yeah, Vogue Russia, I think.
That's fucking Vogue is Vogue, man. You were published in Vogue. That's like the top of the top, dude.
I'm so proud.
Now, were you looking at people looking at you when you came down that runway?
No, you can't look. Look to,
so you're just looking straight.
You have to look straight and look at the cameras.
Who taught you how to do the walk?
How I have to do the walk?
Who taught you? Who taught you? Like, who is teaching you how to walk properly?
Glenn and Chris.
They did a fucking good job. You killed it.
Yeah, they did.
You killed it.
Yeah, I have to work out like a lot. They watching me walking to be like straight, with the presence and good looking. That's
now,
it.
Do you feel you were more nervous or more excited?
More excited because I wanted to do it again. That was the feeling.
You know what I would do if I was on that runway?
No, tell me.
I would definitely fall. I would trip and fall, man.
Yeah, you can't fall.
Oh, I would fall on purpose if I have to. That's why I'll never be a fucking model now. Because you know what? You know on the front page of every fucking magazine there would be that one fat gypsy model that fucking just took a nosedive and he's like, oh, I broke my fucking leg. Even if I didn't break my leg, I'd just make a whole scene. The ambulance would come. I'd have beautiful female models and male models helping me up. And I'd be like, ah, it hurts. Even if it didn't hurt.
Wow, I imagine the same right now.
I love the attention. Do you like the attention?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So how come you don't like speaking? Is it because it's your English that makes you nervous to speak?
I think so. But, I mean, in French, I don't know. My French is good, but in English, it's more difficult to communicate.
Because it's not your mother language.
Yeah, that's my third one. So, I just learning.
So, now, if we were doing this in Polish...
Yeah, I feel...
Would you still be nervous, or would you be way more comfortable?
Yeah, more comfortable. because I have the vocabulary to do that like very clean.
Well, I don't speak Polish, so it's not gonna.
So that's
happen.
Bad. Well, we can do it in French if you want.
Nope. First of all, I don't know how many of my listeners understand French, so it would just be a podcast that maybe 10 people would listen to, because most of the listeners are in the United States and Canada and England.
So yeah, that's why it's we doing in English.
So yep. Something I want to talk to you about is when you were 21. You went out to LA.
Yeah. It was my first trip.
That was your first trip as a model?
Yep. Alone.
Alone. Well, you went to the house.
Yeah.
To the house.
To the house.
He went to Elton John's house, people. In the fucking, in the hills of West Hollywood, right? It's
yes.
West Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah, so he was fucking out there in West Hollywood, 21 years old, beautiful model. What did you do out there?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy, and the house was amazing.
Why was it crazy?
Because
none of these motherfuckers listening will ever get to go to LA as a model. I hope you know that. Well, some of them.
I mean, LA is boring.
You find LA boring?
No, it's boring if you're not in the other side, like on the dark side.
Like if you don't know the right people.
Yes, because
if you're a tourist, LA is fucking boring.
Yeah, as a tourist, it's just there's.
You go to restaurants. Yeah. You go to Disneyland, Disney World, whatever.
Yeah, and you go to this Hollywood sign, and that's it.
Hmm.
And yeah, you have to go out. You have to meet the good people. You have to make dinners and.
Did you go out for dinners and stuff?
Yeah, I mean every day, dinner, every day party and.
Did you meet anybody that you, any like stars or any celebs?
I've been at the Chateau.
Chateau Marmont is what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that knows the Chateau just calls it the Chateau because it's the cool thing to call it. But
for all you
basic ass motherfuckers listening to this shit, Chateau Marmont is the pimp hotel in Los Angeles. If you're ever out there, it's $780,000 for a drink. And I suggest
so expensive.
I suggest you grab one, and if you get a chance to fuck in the Chateau Marmont, do it. Did you get to fuck in the Chateau?
No, I didn't sleep there. I didn't stay there.
Did you take any pictures there?
You can't take pictures because there's a rule. There's like a law, so because of the
security. Well, you can take selfies.
Yeah.
I don't mean professional pictures. I mean, like, did you take any pictures?
Not. I mean, you can, but people do it. It's because of the celebrities. They don't want to take pictures of them.
That makes sense.
So
it's a celebrity spot, people.
Yeah.
It's where celebrities go to be seen. So you get to LA. What's the first thing you did in LA?
So first thing, I've been at the Chateau.
That was the first thing you did?
Yeah.
Shit.
With my luggage.
No.
With my luggage.
You serious?
Yeah.
Why did you go to Chateau?
Because my boss, like the owner of the agency, said, okay, come for dinner.
So you get off the plane.
Straight away from the plane. So I was like dressed like in a training, I don't know how you call that.
Trainers and like trainers and tracksuit.
Yeah. And
sports gear.
Yeah. And we went
to
the
Chateau.
But
that's okay for a model though. I think that's okay for a model.
No, I was looking like a...
Like a bum?
Yeah.
Like me?
Yeah. And so we've been at the Chateau, make dinner, we had some drinks, and then we've been to the casino, playing blackjack.
Did you win?
And I win, yeah, $1,020 bucks.
What were you playing? What game were you playing?
It was blackjack.
Blackjack? Do you count cards? Do you know how to do
that? I don't know how to do that. I just say tap, 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 tap. Yes.
So even if you have like a 14 or something, you're still going to hit 15?
No. I'm a gambler, but...
So you know the rules a bit?
Yeah, a
bit. Okay. He just shook his head and looked at me like, no, I don't know.
No.
We're trying to stay honest here, people. No, but it's okay, man. I played I played blackjack for a long time and didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I have a really funny story, actually. A friend of mine got a bunch of money that he stole from his friend's mom because she had envelopes of thousands and thousands of dollars that she was getting. She was a nurse, okay? Mm, and okay. She had a person she was taking care of that was about to die, and every week she'd give her, like, 10 grand in an envelope, you know, shit. Over every week. That's, you know, so my friend knew where these envelopes were, and we were broke as fuck, mate. We were broke, we were starving, we were eating cardboard out of fucking trash cans, not to that extent, obviously. We were eating disgusting shit just to stay alive. And he came, okay, he came with $500, and he's like, okay, Mikey, you got 100, JP, you got another 100, and he kept 300. So I took that 100 and made it to $800. Okay? I grew it to $800.
Blackjack.
Right. In blackjack. And we go to have a drink. Okay? And they lost all their cash and I had the 800. And I was so happy. I got to buy whatever food I want. I could go to McDonald's and order whatever the fuck I want off the menu. For me, I felt rich being able to order whatever I want off the menu. Okay? This is when I was 18, by the way. So we're at the table discussing, and I tell him, like, yo, I can make this up to 1,000. We'll leave when I get to 1,000. I'm on a roll right now. There's no way we're leaving. I have 800. Let's make it to a clear 1,000.
Okay.
So I go to the table. No one stopped me, by the way. He should have been like, no, we're done. Let's go. By the way, he's dead now. He got murdered or some shit. But rest in peace, part.
Sorry for that.
He was a psycho, dude. He was a complete psycho. But anyways, listen. So I go to the table. I bet 200 on one hand. Okay? Mm-hmm. I got like a 10 or something. So I'm like, let's split it, obviously. So now it's 400 on the table.
Shit.
Gone. 400 in 8 seconds. Gone. And then I'm left with 400. So I'm like, all right, well, either I'm gonna leave here with 800 like I was supposed to, like the universe said I was supposed to leave with, or I'm gonna leave here fucking broke. So within 1 minute, I lost $800 fucking dollars.
All of it.
Lost it all. And I was starving and I needed new shoes, man. And
you stupid.
It was the dumbest thing. No, it's not the dumbest thing I've ever done. I've done some pretty dumb shit over the years. As you can probably believe.
It must hurt.
But that was the first time I contemplated suicide for real. That was the first time I looked in the mirror and said, tonight, you will kill yourself because you're a moron and you'll never do anything good in life because you're too fucking stupid to do anything good in life. So, yeah, you're lucky you left with $1,000, you fucking model. You see, models get everything. The universe is with them. As long as they don't fuck it up.
Nah, it's not true. It's not really true.
From what I perceive, models have very, not easy lives, but... What's the word?
A lot of opportunities.
A lot more opportunities than an ugly motherfucker like me. Okay? So, take advantage of that, man. Take advantage of that. And don't fuck it up. I'm here to help you. I'm going to be teaching Adrian English now. He's told me he's going to text me every day and talk to me every day. We'll see if he sticks through with it. In 6 months, we're going to do another podcast. And we're going to see how your English is improving.
For sure,
so
better.
Right now, December, so January, March, April, May. So around May, June, by summertime, your English should be way better.
I think perfect.
And do you fuck a lot as a model? Do you have a lot of sex?
I don't. Not really. I'm not here for that, so I don't.
I know you're not here for that. And I think it's good because I've seen models who have sex addictions. Mm. Fucks them up, man. Brings them down. But sex is fun.
I know, but as you can see,
you never fuck, man.
I'm here with you, like, 24 hours, so you can see, like, I go.
You don't stare at me when I get out of the shower, which makes me a little insecure. I would like it more if you stared at me a little bit more. It would make me feel a lot more confident in life. If male models were checking me out when I got out of the shower, I feel like I'd be a more confident motherfucker, you know? Can you do that for me? I'm going to teach you English. Can you stare at my dick when I get out of the shower, please?
Okay, let's do it. Let's make a deal. You fucker.
I'm just playing. So... Disgusting. I still have a cough. I've been sick for like, how long? A week?
Oh, yeah. A long week.
Yeah, and I don't get enough sleep. I think that's why. I don't sleep enough.
You don't, yeah. You sleep like 3 or 4 hours?
Maximum.
And you can't. You can't do that.
But like, I don't want to tell
you.
And here
we, you can sleep like a lot here.
I know. So I had to get a hair from his mouth. He didn't know.
Thank you.
It was driving me mental.
Yeah, by the way, they cut my hair at the Dolce show and I feel so bad right now.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Why not?
I know. I don't feel
sexy.
Comfortable, yeah. I feel bad with long hair.
Water it every day. I'm sure it will grow back. If you put water on it every day.
I do.
You do?
I have to. If not, in the morning, it's like... big flower on my
and they cut everybody's hair pretty short,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do, but not everybody.
They cut Richard's pretty fucking short,
yeah, but like the guy with long hairs,
oh yeah, the dudes with long hair, they don't fuck with that. So what is your next big thing that you're trying out for? Do you have anything coming up
with modeling or?
Yeah, modeling.
I don't know, like always options. But for January, we come back here for the fashion week. So a lot of things gonna happen. And yeah, it's gonna be the big rush.
You realize that I've been doing this for a long time. Not in podcasting, but working with models and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how lucky you are to be part of a team and you're not doing this all on your own and shit like that? Do you know how lucky you are?
I know I'm lucky, yeah, because I don't feel it because...
Because you're in it.
Yeah, I'm in it because, yeah.
But if you got, let's say you got kicked out and you had to go to model housing then you had to watch all our stories every day and see us doing our thing.
I've been sick.
You make me, honestly, if I got kicked out at this point, it would make me fucking sick too.
Yeah, I've been just very bad.
Because... I'm trying very hard to stay sober because I do my job better when I'm sober. And
you do.
I have to lead by example because I'm a team leader.
You are.
And in order for me to do my job properly, I have to quit smoking weed. And I've been using weed since I was 11. My grandmother, okay, she saw my mother beat the fuck out of me one day when I was 11 or 12. Like, my mom's a kickboxer, so she knows how to fight.
What? Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, my grandmother saw my mom beat the fuck out of me, and she pulled me aside. She's like, come in my house after. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she smoked me on the spliff, and I didn't get high my first time.
Smoking. So, you smoke with your grandmother?
My grandmother introduced me to weed, yeah. My grandmother was a big smoker, yeah.
Okay, normal life.
Yeah, so for me, weed is like cigarettes for most people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like and especially coming from Canada, it's a society that accepts marijuana smoke. Like, it's not
legal?
Like Europe. It's 100% legal.
Everywhere.
Like Amsterdam, same thing.
Okay.
So you could go into a store and buy weed and go outside and smoke here. It's not a problem.
You
so,
can drive after that?
No, you're not allowed to drive.
Oh,
they have a saliva test.
Okay.
And if they pull you over and you're high, they rape you.
So
they don't rape your bum, they rape your wallet.
Oh,
they give you a lot of fines, they take your car away. And
so if you smoke a spliff and you want to drive, how long do you have to wait?
They say 4 hours. But I don't know how they can...
That's quick.
I'm not high after 2 hours. I still feel it, but I'm not high. And honestly, I drive better under the influence of marijuana than
really?
I do. Yeah, I have really bad ADD, like attention deficit disorder. I have it really, really bad. So when I'm not high and driving, I'm concentrating on the song on the beat, making drums in my head, you know, and I'm looking at my phone. Who didn't text me back, you fucking cunt? I'm like looking at the bird flying, you know, but if I'm high, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm high. I can't fucking crash. I think I'm going way too fast. Am I going really slow? What is going on here, people? You know? So I, in order for me to drive well, government, I have to fucking be high, man. Now, I've driven on ketamine before. Do you know what ketamine is?
Yeah,
ketamine is a drug that they give to horses and animals to knock them the fuck out for surgery and shit. And you sniff it, okay? And you feel like a robot. It's called disassociative. So your brain disassociates from your body. Your brain feels like it's different from your body. You feel like you're in a fucking video game, mate. Okay?
Really?
And I've driven like that where I was so high that I thought I was upside down driving. But like upside down, you know? And I was like, ooh, I'm upside down right now. Is my car upside down too? And I had no concept of fucking reality.
Oh my god.
So, if I could drive on that shit, they should let some people drive on weed. I think you should, if you've been a smoker your whole life, I think that you should be able to take a separate test from everybody else. And you should smoke a joint, and they should test you on when you're really fucking high to see if you could drive. And it should be person by person instead of one shoe fits all.
Yeah, but yeah, like in Belgium, if you smoke weed, like a spliff, they can find it in your blood like a week ago.
It's crazy.
So you can, they can take your driving lessons.
Europe is not ganja friendly.
Oh no. Nope.
Sorry, I had to talk about drugs. Obviously, it's a weakness for me. And so I'm happy to say that Adrian doesn't fuck with drugs. And I'm not a liar. If he fucked with drugs, I just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
So good job, Adrian.
Thank you for that.
What else can we talk about, Adrian? Tonight we cheated. We had pizza.
Why you say that?
I have to. We have to be honest. We cheated. We're supposed to be eating healthy, but Adrian never tried the pizza from downstairs. And
yeah. Yeah.
How come you never even tried it?
I don't know. I was like on my healthy way.
You are eating really fucking healthy. You make me feel like shit every time you eat healthy and I eat like shit.
And I lose 1.5 kilos.
Really?
Yep.
In how long?
In 2 weeks.
Are you running?
Yeah,
that must help.
Running
and eating healthy.
Abs and eating healthy and a lot of fruits, a lot of eggs, a lot of vegetables. I mean like veggie. I don't even eat meat.
You don't eat a lot of meat, huh?
No, I don't. And I feel better. And I mean, in the past, I was like, I have to eat my meat, like every day, but.
You get over that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need it. So, right now.
And you how much better do you feel? Like, I ate that pizza, I feel like shit.
Yeah, same for me. It's very shitty right now.
Like, I feel shitty. I feel slow.
Yes.
I feel like my head's kind of hurting. Like, my stomach's like, you're going to have to smell this shit come out of my ass soon, boy. Woo, that cheese lit my asshole up, boy. See it.
And it makes me so thirsty.
Yeah, me too. You want some water?
We have water? Yeah, okay. I grab a glass of water.
Yeah, grab a glass of water, man. I got my lemon water here.
Sorry, people.
So Adrian was tripping out that we're going to do an hour. I don't think we're going to do a full hour.
It's 40 minutes right now.
We've done 40 minutes?
Yes.
Wow. See, how quickly did that go?
It goes so fast.
I told you. It goes fucking quick.
Jesus
when
Christ.
I told Adrian that we're going to do 1 hour, he looked at me as if I told him I just had sex with God. If I told Adrian I just had sex with God, he would have looked at me the same fucking way. Would have been like,
yeah.
What? You
what?
What? You had what? You know, so yeah, it goes fast, man. Is there anything you want to say to your fans?
I don't have fans.
You do have fans. I've seen your DMs. You have fans. Fans are people that appreciate you. and appreciate your look.
Yeah, I have few fans. Yeah.
You have fans?
Yeah.
In those 5,000 followers that are all real, by the way.
It sounds sarcastic. But it's not. Yeah, they are all real.
Some fucking guy told me that on December 9th that all the fake followers are going away. But if you look at my Fat Jip account, I still have 4,000 fucking fake ass followers. So, you know.
You know what's going on.
I had to buy fake followers. I had to. No, I had 200 followers. No one was taking me seriously. And I used Instagram as a tool. And from the point that I bought that fucking 5,000 followers, everybody was
taking me seriously. How much did
you pay? It was like $40 for 5,000. Yeah. I'm going to buy a billion followers, people. I'm going to be the only motherfucker on Instagram with a billion followers, alright?
Yeah.
I just can't afford it right now. But I will. I will.
Cute idea.
So, yeah. So, do you have a message for your fans?
I mean, yeah, be ready for the next season and a lot of stuff's going to happen. And
be ready for the next season and be prepared to buy Adrian's dirty underwear, people. He's going to sell them through my Fat Jip account. If you want clean ones, you're going to pay less. Dirty ones, you pay more. If you want ass smell, you got to pay way more.
We can fix it.
But I'm going to make it happen, people. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Mikey.
I had a great time with you. Yeah, we're going to do this again. By the way, your English is really good.
Thank you, guys. I do my best.
I understood everything you said. I want to work on
vocabulary.
Vocabulary and expression.
Expression. Okay. Yeah, so let's work on it.
I love you, brother.
Thank you, Mikey.
And thank you for joining us. Come back soon, will ya? Thank you for coming to the Fat Gypsy Show. We'll see you soon, babies. We'll see you very fucking surely. Mwah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.